Hey there, what's up? Welcome to the Mafe Joke Mami podcast. Yes, it's the host with the most, Fumi Pepe. So basically, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about Burna Boy's upcoming album, Love Damini. I'm going to talk about my expectations, things I'm looking forward to, and just generally what we know and what we should expect. Basically, just like, yeah. And also, this is going to be the debut of the Spicy 10. Spicy Top 10, I've not... I still haven't picked the name out yet, but yeah. Spicy Top 10s. Spicy 10s, I don't know. Yeah, so basically, at certain intervals, I'll be giving you guys the top 10 songs I'm listening to the most this week. It has nothing to do with charts. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just the 10 songs I'm listening to. The most that I've listened to the most last week. That's about it. And also I'll be commenting on some of the things you guys had to say about last week's episode, because that one's a bit controversial. So yeah, if that sounds cool, stick around, grab yourself a bottle of water and let's get this.
Let's get this.
Firstly, I want to apologize if the energy in this episode is a bit down. You get, if it's not that Fumi Pepe level, well, it's just because right before I started recording this episode, my laptop screen basically like broke and half of it is, it's bad. So I'm not in the best mood.
I am in pains. I'm living in pains. I'm emotionally stressed. I'm emotionally downcast. I am so confused of all about life.
But you know, the show must continue, so I apologize if the energy is not there, but yeah. So, hey there, what's up, what's going on? How you doing? I hope you had a lovely week. It's good to be back. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, because a lot of people have been asking me, oh, what happened, why did the interview end? Yeah, because if you guys didn't know, I had Burna Boy on a podcast last week. Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's pretty nice to meet the African giant himself.
This is a sobo.
But turns out I'm sure you people heard it now, you heard it in the episode. He had to leave because, you know, it was like something like, oh, his management, they had issues. It was the same day, apparently it was the same day as his listening party, because he had a listening party in New York City. So yeah, for his new album, which is coincidentally what we're going to be discussing. Probably in the future, would fix and finalize the interview, but yeah. You should still go and check it out if you haven't. It was still the little time we had. It was man, I just bust my brain. But yeah, it was fun. Love Damini, which is going to be Burna Boy's sixth studio album after dropping Twice as Tall, African Giant, Outside, then he's dropped Life. Life, Redemption, and what's the last one? On a spaceship. I totally did not have to Google that. So, what are the things we know so far? At least we're aware that it's going to have 19 tracks.
We interrupt this program to bring you
the first ever Spicy 10. Yeah, let's just get right into it. These are just the 10 songs I listened to the most last week. So at number 10, we have
Counting days since my love up and got lost on me.
Bruises by Lewis Capaldi, but the Delta Jack remix. Yes, I know some of you guys might be familiar with this song, but yo, this remix slaps. It's like, you're not, because you know, Bruises is a sad song, but the way the beat just like changes it, and it changes the vibe. It's so up tempo, there is no way you're not going to dance, no way you're not going to vibe. So yeah, that's why I just played the hell out of this song.
But I hope I never lose the bruises that you left behind. Oh my lord, I need you by my side. There must be something in the water. Cause every day it's getting colder. And if
have Ghost Town by Benson Boone. Man, this song, it's so nice. I just love this song. I remember I discovered this song while I was watching YouTube one time, and I was just watching because I like to watch audition shows for all these music shows like America Got Talent, Nigerian Idol, you know, American Idol, whatever. And that's when I just stumbled upon this guy's audition. Then I went to check him out. I found this song, and yeah, the rest is history. Moving on, at number 8, we have
Discover. So like water with inside coconut. Sip after tip, you give me stamina. Wait for you to the same.
Again by Wandy Cole. Man, I tweeted out that Wandy Cole is like so gifted, it's so good. Man, and this song, I love this song. Absolutely love this song. And yeah.
Same again. Wouldn't be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. Never be the same again. Don't mind them. Then they lie to you. They talk, say me. Me, I'm too bad for you.
The album is going to have 19 tracks, which is like typical Burna Boy. Yeah, we do know two songs of the album already. Track 4, which is Kilometer. Yeah, that song that came out April of last year. And we know, obviously, everybody knows track 7.
We don't cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
Last. I need equal inside. Yeah, the song. And speaking about that song, I feel like it's really crazy, yeah, that he performed this song during his show at Madison Square Gardens. He performed the entire song, literally did the entire song before he released it. Then came out and boom, everywhere, like topping charts, and the song is doing mad numbers. I mean, as of today, it probably has like 19 million streams on Spotify alone. 19 million, that's crazy for a song that we've literally heard from start to finish before he released it. Yeah, I mean, there are levels to this thing. Just goes to show you how, like, when you're big, you're big. Yeah, and last, everybody knows last, super nice song. What else do we know? We also know that, at least we thought we knew when the album would be coming out, because he did an interview with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, where he sort of like gave a hint that it would be coming out on his birthday, which I think is July 2nd. And that's what everybody thought. Everybody was like, oh, Burna Boy's album is coming out July 2nd. But then, if you go and check like Apple Music, Spotify, anything, you'd see that like it says that it's July 7th. 7-7, if you know. If you know, you know. But yeah, so I do not know why the release date changed. What happened? It's going to drop July 8th, like on like the stroke of midnight or whatever. And that's pretty much all we know for sure about the album.
We interrupt this program to bring you...
At number 7, we have...
We don't believe what's on TV, because it's what we want to see.
We don't believe what's on TV by 21 Pilots. Throughout last week, it was just on repeat a lot. Yeah.
And when I fail, you'll still be here. Cause if you stick around, I'll sing you pretty sounds and we'll make money selling your hair. I don't care what's in your hair. I just wanna know what's on your mind. I used to say I wanna die before I'm old, but because of you, I might think twice.
At number 6, we have Big Energy by Ladipo.
Big Energy only.
Man, guys, right now I'm actually like, I have dark shades on, so yeah. Yeah. So, like, but you know, really, I feel that big energy. The song, big energy, the energy in the song is mad. So, yeah, just like the Pope, like, Barry Shay finished work on this.
The royalties tripled from words I scribble now. Pull up for the right amount.
Let's go, nigga.
Yo.
Big energy. Let's go, let's go. Get it, bro. Acting like rap doesn't go.
We know it's going to be a banger, obviously. At least there is really high hopes for the album, really high hopes, especially because of he took a break last year to go on tour, like touring. I'm going to perform a like songs off your a Grammy Award winning album. You know, took time, went around the world, and was just killing it last year, going all about, and now so. It's been a while we've had Newborn. I mean since Twice as Tall, he probably only dropped. I'm not sure, but off my head, I can only think of like three songs: Question, Kilometer, and Last. Like singles, is like his own singles. Let me confirm that. Okay, I messed up. He released four songs. How could I have forgotten Ballon d'Or, BDO, and Want It All featuring Polo G? My expectations, or what I'm looking forward to seeing, honestly, I just want Newborner. Like I said, I've been starving. I've probably listened to so much of his old stuff that it would be nice to get new music. At least from what we've been seeing and what he has been saying, feels like this album is for us, the fans, just to sort of like give us an insight into his life and what has been going on with him. And that's the kind of Burna I like, because you guys by now should know, and if you don't know, I mean, what have you been doing? I'm a huge Burna Boy fan, but I like the slow, the conscious Burna, where he talks about, when he's just like, it's sort of like in his feelings and talks about things. Those are like the kind of, that's the kind of Burna I like. Most people like Burna for his, you know, the vibe. Oh, Burna, Mark Bamina, all this kind, high energy club, bedu kind of thing. But I'm more of like the, you know, that's why my favorite album is Outside. And so I really hope he brings like Outside vibes, that kind of low, cool tempo, easy, a lot of storytelling, because I really love storytelling. So I hope there are storytelling songs there. And yeah, it would just be nice to have new Burna. I'm not really expecting much, but I'm expecting it to bang, like in a good way. It's going to be like, you know, it's going to be awesome.
We interrupt this program to bring you...
At number 5...
Don't get it twisted, love is a beautiful thing. It's Don Jazzy again.
Fall in Love by D'Banj. Yes, old school tune. If you know, you know. If you don't know this song, man. Yeah, this song is just... It speaks for itself. Homoy Coco Master, D'Banj. Excellent song, and yeah.
Fall in love. Fall in love.
Then at number 4, we have Knee Down by Fouls featuring Chike. Man, this song, I've been listening to it constantly since Fouls' album dropped, Bad BHD. And yo, this song is my favorite song of the album. And it's just, I don't know, the chorus by Chike just gets me all the time. And yeah, I love it.
Now you dare my mind. See you want me, can you die?
Features. When it comes to features, honestly, I've heard rumors about everybody being on the album. Everybody. Because over like the last 1 year, Burna has made music with bare people. He has been in the studio with a lot of people, and I've seen rumors of, oh, He has that J Hus is on the album. I don't know how true that is, but I sort of like know what they sound like together, so that wouldn't be like too surprising. One I'm really looking forward to that I've heard is Coffee, Burna Boy featuring Coffee. I would, oh my gosh, I don't know what if that song is in the album, because I do know they have songs together. Like, I do know for sure that they've recorded songs together. I do not know if it's going to be on the album, but that would be sick. And I don't care what the song is, it will most likely be my favorite song. If I'm being honest, because I love Coffee. She's like so talented. And just imagine that Coffee X featuring Burna, or Coffee and Burna on a song. Damn, that would sound fire. It sounds like something that should have happened already, or that, yeah, it's about time. So yeah, that would be sick. Also, I've seen Burna Boy with Omale and in the studio. I really hope that I really hope that also is on the album. I hope that song is on the album. It would be sick to hear, you know, that Omale vibes with Burna Boy, that PH link up, Port Harcourt boys link up. That would be sick. We've heard rumors of Ed Sheeran being on the album. I've heard that Mr. Easy, because I've seen snippets with Mr. Easy. I've seen snippets with Backroad G, which is like that song is sick. Dude, I don't know who owns the song, but if it's Burna Boy, that song is sick. So that would be nice to hear. And some top features, like, you know, because Burna Boy always brings up those features, those nice features. So yeah, I'm expecting everything. I'm expecting the worst. No, I'm expecting the unimaginable and everything possible.
We interrupt this program to bring you...
Now we're into the top three, the big three. At number three, we have...
The Young Cast, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
The Young Cast, last. Yes, by my big man, my guy, Burna Boy. Yeah, obviously, this song is just... I'm trying to get into the mood. I'm getting ready for Love That Mean It. So, yeah, that's why the song... Since it came out, it's constantly... constantly been on repeat. At number two... is, can you guess? Yes, I know you're expecting it, and if you were not expecting it, man, I don't know for you. This song slaps. I mean, Ashake is here to stay. Sungbaman strikes again. He's here to stay for sure, man. This song, the energy in this song, especially that second verse, man. When that second verse drops, I'm dead, Jack. If they carry me well. help me. And at number one, can you guess it? Drum rolls, please. You probably won't be surprised.
And I don't ever wanna see you cry, baby. And I don't ever wanna see you go. And I don't ever wanna see you sad. Oh, oh, oh. Superwoman, gradually.
Yes, it's Superwoman by Wandy Cole. Yeah, this week was just for what I listened to a lot of Wandy Cole this week, and I didn't want to just have too many in the top 10. So yeah, I've just been playing this song a lot. Yeah, I love this song. I loved it then, I love it now. And yeah, that's just my top 10 most played song this week. I hope you guys, if you found new music, that's good. If you didn't, and that's it for the spicy top 10. Catch you guys next week.
We fight and we argue till we cross that bridge. You mean the world to me. The girl of my fantasy, most beautiful girl in the world.
So yeah, that's just it. Love That Meaning sounds like something that will be fun, something that I can't wait to hear. Honestly, I really can't wait to hear it, and I'm going to do a review of the album. I'm not going to do the review alone, because honestly, if I'm just going to give all the songs the 10 out of 10. So I'm probably going to do it with somebody so that it can balance, so I don't just go and the person will balance me, because I might just go nuts. I think like I've touched everything I wanted to talk about. And yeah, so Love That Meaning coming out on July 8th. So some of you guys had a lot to say, and firstly I want to clarify on, there's this particular fact where I talked about my tongue falling out. Yes, I think I might have exaggerated just a little bit. Like, I went back to listen to it and I said it fell out, but it did not fall out. I mean, like, it almost did. It could have. It was hanging. I don't know how best to describe it, but like, it's like, it almost fell out. Yes, it was just small flesh that was holding it together. So a doctor came and sticked it together, and yeah, it healed up pretty quick. Then after a while, I went to play ball and I re-injured it, so the stitches opened up and I had to restitch. But no, my tongue did not fall out, and yeah. Secondly, some of you are like, oh, something about my height. Shut it! Yes, I'm 6'1". And if you guys vex me too much, I'll start claiming 6'2", because I don't know what the issue is. I just explained it. Why are you guys coming and saying, oh, you know, so you're actually 5'8"? Oh, you're actually 5'9"? I thought you were taller. Shut up. Nah, I'm just kidding. I love you.
Psych!
A lot of you had a lot to say about me saying I can speak 3 languages. I don't know. I don't get it. What's the issue? What's the big deal? Yes, Yoruba, English, and Pidgin. Yes. Yes, deal with it. So that's it, guys. That's the episode. Thanks for listening so far. If you reached here, you're an awesome. You rock. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, or follow the podcast, or rate the podcast. You know, all this good stuff. Do it. Do it now. 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 Leave a like. Come follow us on Twitter at @MafejokmamiPod. Come send in your tweets, your comments, and everything. Come and interact. You guys are awesome. I'm sending love, peace, happiness your way. So send money. Make sure you send money my way. And catch you guys next week. Drink water, mind your business, stay jiggy, but most importantly, Joe, Mafejokpami. Damn.